Title: Chopping Reggae Vocals with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, let's get into a very specific, very jungle way of working. Chopping Reggae Vocals in Ableton Live using resampling only. No slicing the original clip. No dragging tiny pieces around. You're going to perform the chops like an instrument, print those performances as fresh audio, and then arrange the prints. This is one of those workflows that feels a little scary at first, because you're committing. But that's also why it gets results fast. Perform, print, arrange. That mindset is the whole lesson. Here's what we're building today. You'll end up with a playable vocal performance rack, and you'll record multiple resample takes, one that's mostly clean chops, one with stutters and rolls, and one with dubby throws. Then you'll take those printed takes and structure them like drum and bass, callouts across 16 bars, hooks across 8, quick two-bar fills, and those little ragga punctuations that make the groove feel alive at 174. Before we touch devices, set the session up so resampling is frictionless. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'm going to assume 174, because that's home base for a lot of rolling DNB. Set global quantization to 1 bar while you build, so everything stays stable. Then later we'll drop it to quarter notes or eighth notes, when we record performance. Now make 3 audio tracks. Track 1 is vocal source. That's where the original reggae vocal lives. Track 2 is vocal performance. That's the lane you'll monitor live, where all the chopping and effects happen. Track 3 is resample print. That track records resampling, meaning it records your master output, whatever you're hearing. And if you can, have a basic drum loop and bass going, even if it's placeholder. Because chopping vocals in isolation is how you end up with something that sounds cool alone and fights the snare the moment you drop it into a real tune. Now prepare the vocal. Still no slicing. This is just making it behave. Drop your vocal onto vocal source. In clip view, turn warp on. For reggae phrases, Complex Pro usually works best because it holds the tone together when the line stretches. Start with formants around 0 to plus 2, and an envelope somewhere around 90 to 130. Then get the timing right. Set the clip start marker right on the first real consonant, not the breath, not the silence, the actual T or B that starts the word. That one detail is the difference between chops that smack and chops that feel late. If you want the vocal to just keep running while you perform, turn loop on. It's not mandatory, but it's great for practicing your moves. Optional cleanup on vocal source. Put an EQ8 and roll-off rumble somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. A lot of reggae vocals have low-end noise, mic stand thumps, room. You don't want that pumping your gate later. Then add a light gate, not for chopping, just for noise control. Gentle threshold, quick attack, release maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. Keep this natural. The chopping happens on the next track. Now the core, routing into a performance lane. On vocal performance, set audio from to vocal source. Choose post FX if you want your cleanup printed into the performance. Monitor set to in, because we want to hear it all the time, like an instrument. Now build this device chain on vocal performance. Think of this as your hands-on chop rig. First, gate. This is your primary chopper. Set attack really fast, like 0.2 to 2 milliseconds. Hold somewhere like 10 to 40 milliseconds. Release is your tightness knob, 30 to 120 milliseconds. Shorter is more machine gun. Longer is more natural. For floor, don't automatically slam to negative infinity. That's the classic hard kill, and it's great for intentional dropouts, but musically try a floor around minus 18 to minus 24 dB sometimes. You keep a little room tone, a little tail, and suddenly it feels like a performance instead of a hard digital mute. And here's a calibration trick that saves you. Set your gate threshold while looping the quietest syllable you still want to keep, not the loud hype word. Find the delicate part. Set threshold so that delicate part still opens. Then if you want more aggression, don't push the threshold so far that you lose consonants. Instead, tighten the release, reduce hold, maybe to just floor. That's how you keep intelligibility and still get that chopped bounce. Add a touch of look ahead, 1 to 3 milliseconds, to avoid the gate slicing off the beginning of consonants. If you hear clicking or chattering, the first fix is usually slightly more look ahead and a slightly longer release. Not a huge change, just enough. Next device, auto pan, but we're using it like a rhythmic tremolo gator. Put auto pan after the gate. Set amount to 100%. Set phase to 0 degrees if you want it to stay centered and not swing side to side. Then set the rate to 8th notes or 16th notes, and move the shape toward square if you want hard on off cuts. More sine if you want smoother pulsing. The rate changes are a huge part of your ramp-up energy, especially when you switch from eighths to sixteenths to 30 seconds for a bar. Next, beat repeat for controlled stutters. Drop beat repeat after auto pan. Set interval to 1 bar. Set chance to 0%. That's important. You want this to be manual only, so it never fires randomly and ruins your take. Set grid to 16ths to start, or 30 seconds for faster rolls. Variation at 0 to keep it predictable. Gate somewhere around a 16th to an 8th. Repeat 2 to 4, and mix low to moderate, like 10 to 35%. If it's 100%, it takes over the phrase. You want it to punch and leave. Teacher note, save beat repeat for end of bar moments, phrase endings, turnarounds. If you stutter everything, nothing feels special. In DNB, impact is contrast. Now add saturator for edge and forwardness. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then match output so you're not printing something that's accidentally way louder and fooling yourself into thinking it's better. Then EQ8 as a final shaper. High pass around 120 to 180. If the chop is barking at you, dip somewhere between 2.5 and 5k. If it's dull, a gentle shelf at 8 to 12k can help. Don't overdo it. Your drums are bright already. Finally, add echo and maybe reverb for dubby throws. Echo time at a quarter note or dotted eighth is a classic. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it. Cut lows below 200. Tame highs above 8 or 10k so it doesn't hiss all over your hats. Reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. And low cut at 200 or higher, so the reverb doesn't cloud your low mids. Now, performance control. This is where it becomes playable. Select the devices in your vocal performance chain and group them into an audio effect rack. Name it something like Vocal Chop Perform, because you'll likely reuse it. Map key parameters to macros. Then essentials are gate threshold, gate release, auto pan rate, auto pan shape, beat repeat mix, beat repeat repeat, echo dry slash wet, reverb dry slash wet. Now your vocal is an instrument. Those 8 knobs are your choreography, and I want you to think in repeatable 8-bar hand moves, not random knob twiddling. For example, bars 1 to 4, conservative gating, keep it intelligible. Bars 5 to 6, increased density, maybe shorter release, maybe rate up. Bar 7, one design stutter moment, just one. Bar 8, a throw, then a hard mute. Clean exit into the next section. That structure alone will make your take sound intentional, like you planned them, even if you're improvising. Now let's print. Resampling workflow. On resample print, set audio from to resampling. Monitor off to avoid feedback loops. Arm the track. Record in arrangement view for control. Set global quantes to a quarter note, or an eighth note if you're confident. Loop a section, like 16 bars, with drums and bass playing. Now hit record and perform your macros. Ride gate threshold for call and response gaps. Flip auto pan rate between eighths and sixteenths for intensity ramps. Punch beat repeat mix briefly at the end of a bar. Do echo throws on the last word of a phrase, then pull the wet back down immediately. And here's a big pro habit. Print multiple takes with a purpose. Treat each take like a commit, not raw material. Take one is clean chops, mostly gate and auto pan. Take two is stutter chops, a few beat repeat moments. Take 3 is FX chops, dub throws, maybe longer tails. As soon as you finish each pass, name the clip. Vox chop T1 clean, T2 stutter, T3 dub, whatever makes sense. And quickly set clip gain so your resampled clips peak around the same area, like minus 6 dB FS. That keeps you from picking a take just because it's louder. Quick sanity check while you're printing. If the vocal starts to feel late or flammed against the drums, it might be latency. Avoid heavy oversampling during the performance. Freeze CPU-heavy tracks. Keep your monitoring path simple. Timing is everything in this style. Now, how do we turn these resamples into chops without slicing the original vocal? You work with the printed audio now. The printed takes are your new material. On each clip in resample print, turn warp on. Switch warp mode to beats, not complex pro. Beats mode keeps transients crisp. Set preserve to 16th notes. Turn transients on. And keep envelope low, like 0 to 25% for tightness. You are allowed to duplicate whole printed clips and loop regions. You can copy a 2-bar chunk, repeat a 1-bar chant bed, or grab a 4-bar statement. The key is, you're not micro-slicing the source vocal to manufacture chops. The chops are the performance you printed. Now arrangement, the DNB way. Start with 16-bar drop callouts. Bars 1 to 8, keep it sparse. Maybe one callout every 4 bars. Let the drums and bass be the headline. Bars 9 to 16, raise density, half bar gaps, then quarter bar moments, maybe one stutter to signal we're lifting. Add a 2-bar fill into your second phrase. On bar 15, a quick 16th stutter on the last word. On bar 16, an echo throw, then cut the vocal entirely on the downbeat of the next section. That hard reset makes the drop feel bigger. And don't forget jungle-style raga punctuations. Print a take where you only let single words through by writing gate threshold. Then place those words like drum hits on beat 2 or the end of 3. That's how you hype the groove without crowding the mix. One advanced rule that will instantly improve your mix: snare respect. In DNB, the snare is the headline. Decide that on the main snare hits, your vocal is either absent, or it's a super short consonant stab that ends before the snare transient. If the vocal is fighting in that 200hc to 2khc zone, the fastest fix is often arrangement, not ek, just don't talk on the snare. A few heavier, darker pro tips before we wrap. Try a phone layer. Duplicate a printed chop to a new track. Bandpass at roughly 350hc to 3.5k, saturate it harder, and blend it quietly under the main. It adds aggression that survives loud drums without messing with sub. Keep the core vocal mostly mono. Utility width at 0 to 30% can help. Then keep stereo interest on the tails by widening only the wet effects. Punchy in the center, big on the edges. If you want pitch down menace, do it after printing. Transpose the printed clip down 2 to 5 semitones. Maybe briefly try Complex Pro to keep character, then resample that as another layer. Again, commit, print, move on. And here's a fun one. Negative chops. Gate the reverb, not the dry. Put reverb 100% wet on a return, then gate only that wet signal. Now you get rhythmic bursts of space around the vocal without drowning the words. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Goal: a 16-bar vocal chop sequence at 174 using only resampling. Load an 8 to 16-second reggae vocal phrase. Build your vocal chop reform rack. Record 3 resample takes over a 16-bar drum loop. Take A, only gate threshold and release moves. Take B, add auto pan rate changes every 4 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.